Congress is calling for trillions of dollars in federal spending cuts, including Medicaid funds used in Wisconsin. It's Monday, March 3rd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Up, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals has ruled a state program that distributes grants to minority college students is unconstitutional. And an Iola man has been creating experimental Viking music. Those stories and more are coming up. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Congress is calling for $2 trillion in federal spending cuts, which could include Medicaid funds used in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer reports state lawmakers disagree on what impact that could have as they draft the next state budget.
A U.S. House committee overseeing programs like Medicaid has been charged with finding $880 billion in savings. In the current state budget, around $15 billion in federal funds went toward state medical assistance programs covering low-income individuals and those with disabilities. During a Wisconsin Counties Association roundtable Wednesday, State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said she's counting on Wisconsin's congressional delegation to push back.
We know that the state cannot actually take over the cost of providing Medicaid to people in Wisconsin. Elderly folks, people with disabilities, a significant number of children, births in Wisconsin.
Republican legislative leaders say they're not worried because Wisconsin didn't expand Medicaid like other states. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Billionaire Elon Musk is pouring millions of dollars into Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race as his electric vehicle company wages a legal fight that could reach the high court. A political action committee created by Musk has spent more than $2.5 million in the race to support Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. He's running against Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Meanwhile, Tesla is suing the state over a decision that prevented it from opening dealerships in Wisconsin. That case could reach the state Supreme Court. Stephen Gillers is a law professor at New York University. He says Musk's donations are the same as any other group donating to a Supreme Court race.
These are not wild donations. They're calculated to promote the ideology that the donor favors.
According to the New York Times, Musk's donations have helped give conservatives a financial edge in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Public health experts in Wisconsin say they're concerned about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's decision to cancel an important meeting for next year's flu shot. The FDA recently canceled the March meeting of an advisory committee on vaccines. The group of independent health experts recommends what strain of influenza should be targeted by the next flu shot. Ajay Sethi teaches population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says it takes around 6 months to develop the seasonal vaccine.
The timing is critical in order to sort of make the deadline of getting the flu shot.
He says the agency's decision to abruptly cancel the meeting is disruptive and could shake public confidence in next year's flu shot. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has ruled a state program that distributes grants to minority college students is unconstitutional. Corrine Hess has more on the decision, which upheld a lower court ruling.
In its decision, the appellate court ordered the state to end the Minority Undergraduate Retention Grant Program. 4 years ago, a family sued the state, alleging their son was ineligible for a scholarship because of his race. The Minority Grant Program was started in 1987. It has provided grants for up to $2,500 for minority students for up to 2 years. Last year, about $440,000 was awarded to 770 students. The appellate court has ordered the program to end, saying it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Viking Age was thousands of years ago, but one man in Iola was fascinated by what instruments the Vikings might have played. Coming up, WPR's Rob Menser chatted with the musician who imagined what Viking music could have sounded like. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about historical music.
Imagine a Norwegian village during the Viking Age. When the day's work is done, the people play instruments and dance around the fire. But what are they dancing to? For musician Eric Bestel, a viola, imagining those sounds has become an obsession. WPR's Rob Menser brings us this story of using music as a bridge to the past.
This is a tagel harpa, so I'll play it like a little. My name is Eric Bestel. I am the owner here at Lessons from the Arts in Iola. When I'm not teaching, I like to build and research medieval age instruments and stuff. I saw somebody playing a tagel harpa in a video, and I was like, I bet you I can make one of those. It's basically a rectangular box with a hole in it and a bridge on top of it, and you play it sitting on your legs. And so I made one, and then it just turned into this, like, well, this is my main area of study now, you know, like looking into medieval, pre-medieval, Viking era music stuff. This is called a kruth. It looks like if you put a box around a violin and it is played similarly. We don't know what Viking music actually sounded like. There's no songs written down. There's no direct, this is how it sounded. The only written record of what Vikings sounded like musically isn't from an Arabic transcript that said that their music sounded like the barking of dogs, which most likely it's in the context of they didn't like the way it sounded. So how do we figure out what Viking music sounds like? You have to look at what comes before, what cultures they would have encountered, and then what came after. What are and the living traditions that exist today are going to kind of all connect into what we think maybe Viking music sounds like. We have a term for it, and it's experimental archaeology, where we talk about, like, how do you find out what these instruments sound like and how they play it? Well, you make them and you try to recreate some of the sounds and be like, okay, what could it have been? They love drones because almost every instrument that we use, both in the living tradition from the nickel harpas and the hardanger fiddles to the stuff that came before it with Gregorian chant stuff, drones is a steady thing all the way through it. So you're like, most likely had some form of drone in the music. And then when you play the instruments, you're like, yeah, man, it totally fits to have this drone and you're playing melodies over it. I want the music to take you somewhere. When I'm playing this music and when I'm playing these instruments, it feels like a direct link to the past. At the end of the day, Vikings are cool. I'm really fascinated with the average person. A lot of my songs end up being like these dance pieces, right? And so I imagine them being like, well, what would it be like when it's spring and it's ready for the spring festival and everybody's getting ready and dancing and having a good time? And hey, we survived a winter. Winters up here really suck. So it's like we had a bunch of people die because that's what happened. And so, like, we're going to celebrate.
WPR's Rob Menser brought us that story on musician Eric Bestel, a viola. He records his experimental Viking music under the name Skogtroll. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And a quick check-in weather before we let you go. Today, highs will be in the 40s across most of Wisconsin, even hitting the low 50s in the southwest parts of the state. There is a slight chance of patchy light rain this afternoon. And that's today's podcast. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang, and for Alex Crow, our producers today were myself and Rob Benser. You can catch us every weekday morning in your podcast feed, so we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Tuesday. Take care. Have a great rest of your Monday.